It's time for On the Sidelines with Brian Cook on Urban Media Today Radio.
The Steelers add another win to the column and are currently 6-5 so far in the season. I'm Brian Cook on the sidelines. The Pittsburgh Steelers defeated the Cincinnati Bengals 16-10 Sunday in a game that was surprisingly tight. Head coach Mike Tomlin benched embattled quarterback Mason Rudolph in the second half after a tough showing on offense. He completed 50% of his passes, going 8-16 for 85 yards and no touchdowns and one interception. Tomlin said making the change to back up Devlin Hodges was a no-brainer.
Made a quarterback change in the second half there. Just felt like our offense needed a spark. Mason wasn't doing enough. Duck came in and provided us with a spark, made a couple plays. We'll see what next week holds next week. But I like the contributions of Duck. I like his readiness. I appreciate the efforts of Mason and also appreciate the support of Mason after we made the change. That's how we get down.
Rudolph, responding to reporters after the game, says he acknowledged he has to get better.
I felt comfortable for the most part. There's some, you know, mistakes. Obviously, the drive to start the third quarter just missed him low, and it's unexcusable. So I understand that, but correctable stuff on my end.
Devlin Hodges, however, humbled with his approach, says he just wants to win games for the team, no matter who's in the game, saying he was excited to get his shot.
For me, it was just obviously a confidence booster. I didn't think that on the third play I was in, I'd be throwing a 79-yard touchdown pass, but if I had to go back and do it again, it'd be pretty cool.
Hodges threw 5-11 for 118 yards and a touchdown. On the defensive side of the ball, the Steelers aren't mincing words about their performance. Cornerback Joe Hayden said it took a little work to get into a groove. However, they clicked on all cylinders in the second half.
And we were trying to get them all game. You know, they were doing a really good job of just Nixon was running the ball very, very well. They got a couple of pass plays, double moves on me. They were doing a good job. But then, you know, we just kept on fighting, kept on getting after them. And we knew eventually, you know what I'm saying, we were going to be able to get to the quarterback.
The Steelers will host the Cleveland Browns for the first time since the melee that took place where several players got into a fight. The Browns will be without defensive end Myles Garrett, who was suspended for the season after hitting Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph with his own helmet. Also, defensive tackle Larry Ogunjobi will also miss action due to a suspension. Steelers center Marquise Pouncey is also forced to sit out due to his part in the altercation. Nonetheless, Sunday's matchup is expected to be hard-hitting and full of bad feelings as this AFC North rivalry continues to be one to watch. I'm Brian Cook on the sidelines, powered by Golden Sky Media.
Tune in Monday through Wednesday at 10 a.m. for your On the Sidelines Steeler Recap with veteran sports reporter and award-winning journalist, Brian Cook. Stream us online on Live 365, TuneIn Radio, or online at urbanmediatoday.com.